from Richmond Fellowship, this is Radio Sparky.
Welcome along to the podcast, which shines a spotlight on the excellent work happening at Richmond Fellowship services across the country. I'm Matt Webb, Communications and Marketing Officer, and joining me today is Jessica Fish. She's the Area Manager for our services in Lancashire. Jess, first of all, just tell us a bit about your background within Richmond Fellowship.
So I've worked with RF for around 6 years. I originally started off as a team leader in one of our community-based services. From there, I kind of worked my way through a number of different roles, from registered manager to locality manager, and then obviously up to area manager as I am now. Within those roles, worked in a number of different services, so supported in the development of all of the crisis houses that are in Lancashire, the community-based services and supported living services. Prior to Richmond Fellowship, I worked in homelessness in kind of North Lancs area. And prior to that, I was a social worker down in London. So I've kind of moved around a number of different roles and opportunities in the last 10 or so years. So obviously now I'm area manager that covers Lancashire, which includes our Central Lancashire Haven service, Willow House, Oak House, and the soon-to-be new Blackpool Crisis House, four supported living schemes, and two outreach services, which are commissioned by Winter Pressure Money to support in people staying in their own home during a crisis.
And how have your services been coping during the coronavirus pandemic?
So the services have coped really well. I was on maternity leave up until May. So the initial kind of hit of COVID, I wasn't in work for, but I had contact with managers within work and my own manager. And the rate in which the service managers and the recovery workers adapted the way that they worked was incredible. You know, going from doing all face-to-face visits or support sessions to everything being virtual, learning how to kind of use new platforms that allowed them to deliver those virtual sessions, and also supporting people that use our services to access those virtual platforms was brilliant. Also people managing to work from home more and kind of really supporting their own work-life balance, I think, has been really, really important. We've seen an influx in referrals and use of our services, especially our crisis services, where you get a high amount of throughput. As we all know, mental health has been affected by COVID massively in terms of isolation, you know, confidence in people, things like that. So we have seen that influx, and the staff have adapted within their roles fantastically to that. And really allowed more people to access those services to gain that support to be able to kind of move forward with this. So they've coped fantastically, although I'm sure they all are looking forward to hopefully one day going back to what was normal beforehand.
So you've already touched upon that one of the services in your patch is the Central Lancashire Haven. Just tell us a bit about it, how long it's been running and what it does.
Central Lancashire Haven has been open since August last year, so August 2019. So it's now been running just a little over a year. We originally won the contract back in 2018, sort of the summer of 2018. So there was a good year in terms of development. The original scope was to be able to provide a service that people can easily access, that's kind of like a hub for people to either be signposted or access support within it, whether that be clinical support, non-clinical support, so really kind of have everything in one place. So that grew from there. Obviously COVID had an impact on that, so at the minute a lot of it's virtual. And a lot of our signposting is virtual, but our plans moving forward are to get it back into that hub-like service. So to have people from housing there, maybe CAB there. We work very closely with drug and alcohol services who come and deliver groups that people access the Haven can join. So people can either self-refer, so either walk through the door and be seen by a member of staff, so one of our crisis recovery workers, or they can be referred through by primary or secondary care professionals such as your GP or your mental health clinical practitioners. So the aim is to really give that wraparound approach and support that person in every angle that we possibly can. So hopefully everybody would leave with something appropriate, whether that be a mixture of crisis interventions and working with one of our crisis recovery workers, sitting down with someone from housing, maybe sitting down from someone within CAB, or even coming in kind of explaining what it is that they're feeling and us signposting them onto the appropriate service, such as Mind Matters or counselling, whatever that might be. So that's currently where we are with that. We have a staff team of 7 recovery workers, a senior practitioner and a service manager. They are a fantastic team and have worked really, really well on offering more virtual support, and are really focusing on that kind of group support now as well to really open up our peer network within the service. So it's based in central Lancashire, it's based in Preston. We also have an additional contract on the side of Central Lancashaven, which is our Chorley Haven contract. So they're both classed as Central Lancashaven, but they just cover two different areas. So the Preston site covers the whole of Preston, and the Chorley site covers South Ribble and Chorley, to really allow more people to access the service.
So the Central Lancashire Haven's adding a new social enterprise element to the service. Just tell us a bit more about that.
This was one of our kind of contract requirements when we bid for this service. And due to COVID and other things, it had a bit of an impact on how we moved forward with this. So in the past, I'd say about 4 or 5 months, we've really pulled together as an organisation and looked at how we can grow a social enterprise out of the Central Lancashaven. So our plans are this, are to really look at opening opportunities to diversify our income into the service and allow the service to benefit from us offering things outside of the normal health and care kind of remit. So what we're looking at doing is working with businesses across Lancashire and possibly wider afield if the opportunity arises, to support their staff teams and their employees with their mental health. So anybody that seems to be needing some support with their workplace wellbeing and any mental health issues, maybe anxiety tips, you know, self-esteem, things like that, then we can go in and support them either virtually or face-to-face. We're hoping that this will kind of open up and fill a gap for people who wouldn't normally access mental health services in the streamlined way. Maybe, you know, we've seen at the Haven that we have quite a low number of males that access our service. It mainly seems to be females. Maybe we can close that gap in terms of accessing more males who need that support, but can get it through a different route. So that's what we're hoping to do. There's a lot of planning that's gone into it, and we're currently working on our offer in terms of what that looks like and how we approach those businesses. And we've been doing a lot of networking. So that's kind of our focus for our social enterprise at the minute.
And what's your ambition for the service to eventually evolve to become?
So our ambitions are for this to become a real community asset alongside the Central Lancashire Haven service. We really want to open up opportunities for peer workers and students and our current staff, enable them to be a part of something that's slightly different to our mainstream services. So that will allow for people in the community, maybe with lived experience, to come in and look at volunteering within this remit, build on their training and their skills, and allow them to support other people that may need that support, who, like I say, don't necessarily or won't necessarily access the service in the normal way. Also for the income to really benefit the Social Haven service as well. So hopefully to be able to grow that. And like I say, for it to be a community asset. So some of the income and some of the money that supports Central Lancashaven will come from our social enterprise. So that's our main ambition for this project.
Well, it sounds like it's going to be a very busy time for you and your teams come 2021. We certainly wish you the very best with your service. Jess, thank you for joining me on Radio Sparky today.
Thank you. Radio Sparky.